Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费赠送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
So Cecilia, how was your weekend?
Not bad. I slept in, cleaned the house, and saw a really great film.
How come every time I ask you this question, I get the same answer?
Because I'm a boring person, I guess. I don't have many hobbies except watching movies.
Okay, so how was the film you saw?
Not bad either. Kind of a rare, nice surprise amidst all the recent Chinese theatrical releases. It's called The 11th Chapter.就是说我上周末看了个电影叫做第十一回，是陈建斌自导自演的新作品哈。我看了一下呢，口碑反响都还挺不错的。
Okay, I happen to be making plans for this weekend. How about you tell me about this film and I'll decide whether to see it or not?
I'm not sure about that. I don't want to ruin it by giving away spoilers.
Oh, I don't mind at all. Spoilers help enhance my enjoyment of a story because they actually increase tension.
Ah.原来你是喜欢剧透的那种类型是吧？那我就放心了。那我们刚刚说的 spoiler 呢，就是很多人深恶痛绝的剧透。So for those who hate spoilers, spoiler alert! 以下的情节涉及剧透哈，各位自行斟酌。那我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
All right, so, what is this movie's genre? Mystery, comedy, drama?
Well, you just said them all. 那这部电影呢，它就是一个剧情片，但是呢，兼具了悬疑和黑色喜剧的色彩哈。大家呢，都知道 mystery 有神秘的意思。那它在表示戏剧类型的时候呢，就代表我们说的这种悬疑片。
Great. I love a mystery.I don't want to catch some rom-com with, like, Max.
That's a picture I would love to see. So, you're going with Max.
What?
Nothing. 我只是在想他会不会喜欢这个电影啊。Maybe you can tell him the story first.
All right.
The film revolves around a man who must attempt to clear his name after a theater puts on a play that accuses him of committing a 30-year-old murder. 就是讲这个电影的主角叫马弗里哈。30年前呢，他曾经卷入到一桩拖拉机杀人案当中，那这个谋杀案要改编成一个新的舞台剧了。马弗里就不干了，他就跟这个剧院闹，要给自己翻案证明。
So, to express the meaning 证明, we can use the term clear one's name.
Right. Clear one's name 就表示洗刷某人的污名，还某人清白的意思。那这个马弗里呢，想要洗刷自己的罪名。声称当年所谓的谋杀案只是一个意外，就是拖拉机的刹车失灵了。
So, did he commit the murder or not? This is just a cover-up, right?
The truth is, he didn't. There was a cover-up, but he wasn't trying to cover up his crime, but to cover up the fact that he didn't commit a crime.
Okay, I'm all befuddled now.
把你说糊涂了是吧？那糊涂的、迷糊的，我们可以用 befuddled 这个词来表示。刚刚说了好几个 cover up, 确实有点绕哈。这个 cover up 我们用来表示隐藏某事、掩盖某事，一般呢都是一些不好的事情，像过失啦、罪行这类。那用个连字符把这两个单词连起来，就变成了一个名词，表示对罪行、错误的掩盖。
So you're saying that he lied to people so that they would believe his intention of killing the people?
Right.And it brought him 15 years in prison.
And 15 years in prison at his own request, really? Why?
Okay, I'm gonna leave that suspense for you to find out.
Okay, let me guess. Money.
No.
For love.
No. 好了，别猜了，具体是什么呢？我就不说了。总之呢，可以说是为了两个字，就是面子。So, beside this storyline, there is a byplay. 那这个电影呢，它是双线并行的。除了主角翻案这条线之外呢，还有一条副线剧情。那么副线剧情我们可以说 byplay.
Yeah, byplay means the secondary action carried on apart while the main action proceeds, especially in a play. So, what was this byplay about?
It's about Ma Fuli's family life. He has a wife and a daughter, but the daughter is not his biological child and never really accepted him.
I guess she is the character that brought theatricality to this storyline.
对了。那他呢可以说是引出了这条线的主要矛盾增加了戏剧性。戏剧性我们就可以说 theatricality. 那 the main conflict in the main character's family life is this daughter's premarital pregnancy.
Premarital means happening at some time before someone gets married.
没错，那这个 premarital 就表示婚前的，所以 premarital pregnancy 就是指未婚先孕。
So this premarital pregnancy of the daughter must have been a huge blow to the family, right?
Yeah, so huge that the mother started to stuff a pillow under her own shirt to pretend that she is the one that was pregnant. 那因为这个母亲不愿意让女儿受别人指点，所以呢，她就通过往自己的肚子上绑枕头这种方式呢，假装是自己怀孕了。By the way, the role of the mother is played by Zhou Xun, who is my favorite Chinese actress.
Wait, I don't get it.Why did she pretend to be pregnant? It won't change the fact that her daughter is pregnant anyway.
So that when her grandchild is born, others will believe that's her child. 这样别人就会以为这个孩子是她和男主角所生的而不是她女儿未婚先孕生下来的。
Oh, okay, I see. Well, mothers do crazy things to look out for their children.
确实是哈，母亲为了孩子有时候会做出一些非常荒谬的事情啊。那这个 look out for somebody 就表示关心照顾某人，只考虑某人的利益。But you know, not only mothers, fathers can be the same. In order to get rid of the identity as a murderer, Ma Fuli managed to get a fake death certificate for himself so that his daughter could finally accept him.
Cecilia, as you talk about it, I just can't help wondering how to describe this film to Max. When you tell this story, it simultaneously...the parents' feeling of protectiveness about their daughter and her wanting to be independent of them and the man wanting to clear his name from the case.
yeah, I got you. It feels like the director has so much to say at the same time.
Yeah. What is the main idea that you got from this film?
You know, it's really hard to paint it down. 很难确切地去表达这个电影所谓的主旨是什么哈。那这个 paint down 就表示确切地说明某事。如果一定要说的话 I think it's a film that battles the meaning of truth and the blurry schism between art and life. Schism 就表示分裂，其实有点罗生门的意思哈。它涉及了一个对真相的探讨，同时呢，展现了艺术和生活之间的界限其实是可以很模糊的。
Got it. So it's about the forever entangled relationship between theatrical art and life.
Exactly.So, are you going to see it?
Yeah, why not?
Great. Tell me how you like it next week. 那不知道大家有没有看过这电影啊？如果有看过的朋友呢，可以在评论里和我们交流下你的看法。那最后再告诉大家一个好消息。最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属学习社群，创始人艾伦老师在群里带大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。